Welcome to a very special journey. Okay, that sounds corny, I know, but it really is special. And it proved to be an eye-opening adventure for someone who's never been to Europe before, that would be me, and for a bunch of music artists working with each other for the first time. Ultimately, the goal of this visit to France was a cultural exchange with Austin's sister city, Angers. I was invited as a kind of musical ambassador, an Austin DJ from KUTX traveling with a handful of musicians selected to represent our city through Project ATX6. It was a unique opportunity to share the musical talent Austin has to offer on an international level. I mean, think about it. Here in Austin, we're well aware of the insanely talented musicians we have in our fair city, but it's important to share this talent worldwide. True, we can share music via the internet, but a tremendous impact is made through the presence, the power of live performance, connecting with a live audience, stepping out of our comfort zones, taking a chance, and discovering something new. The chance of a lifetime made even sweeter with some wonderful Austin musicians, Grace Park, Beth Chrisman, Jay Milano, Andy Bianculli, and Elijah Ford. And let us not forget our fearless leader, Project ATX6 coordinator, Chris Brecht. I'm Lori Gallardo, and this is Austin Week in Angers, Austin Music in France. You're listening to Austin Week in Angers, Austin Music in France. So let me give you a little background to this story, which starts with Project ATX6. Project ATX6 is something you've probably heard me mention on the Austin Music Minute before and in other various interviews. It's the brainchild of musician Chris Brecht. He started this music and film collaboration in 2014. Six Austin musicians are selected each year to travel to international music festivals to perform and collaborate, while Brecht documents the experience through video and photography. And all of these performances and interviews will be used for a six-part documentary series set to air on Austin PBS affiliate KLRU. And this project originally stemmed from another creation of Brecht's, Austin Independent Radio.
Austin Independent Radio was designed to be a mobile app and an online radio as a resource for people to figure out or discover bands and artists from the Austin music scene. So we basically have an ongoing stream radio, but it's designed to allow people to discover. So it has bios and Facebook links and pictures.
That's Chris Brecht from a KUTX interview we did in 2014. You may recognize several of the artists selected in previous years for Project ATX6. There's Dana Falconberry, Gina Chavez, Mrs. Glass, Jesse Beeman of East Cameron Folk Corps, Aisha Burns, solo artist and performer with Belle Marais, Jonathan Terrell, another budding solo artist and frontman for Not in the Face.
We started, basically went right to the heart of the music scene. So we picked some people that had been here a while, and we picked some people that were making waves as relatively new artists. We wanted to select a pretty eclectic, you know, diverse group of artists that represented the music scene, but definitely represented its artistry, you know, and what's happening here. And that's where the idea was like, I think we're onto something here, because these songwriters from Austin got out of Austin, and then they're performing in front of these people. And sure, people go on the road all the time, but just the way this was set up, it just felt different.
Brecht put together another excellent group of musicians this year. We have blues vocalist Jay Milano, songwriter Elijah Ford, Beth Chrisman of the Carper family, and High Plains Jamboree, who's also making her debut as a solo artist, Grace Park of the Deer, Andy Bianculli of Star Parks, and Tate Mayu of the duo Mayu and Brassard. This is going to sound totally selfish, but this is a list that would be right at home on the Austin Music Minute, don't you think? Great minds! Something else you need to know, by the way. Chris really works hard, day and night, to keep Project ATX6 afloat. And it's not easy. He's constantly looking for grants, underwriting, pulling together fundraiser shows and traveling schedules, basically making everything happen. This is something he's passionate about, something he really believes in. Austin Week in Angers came about through the Texas nonprofit Austin Angers Creative, a collaborative effort between the two cities with an emphasis on things like art, food, and music. Although the creative originally did start out as Austin Angers Music. Then Austin and Angers became sister cities in 2011, and the Austin Angers Creative came into being the following year. So, Chris Brecht, being the mover and shaker that he is, reached out to Austin Angers Creative Vice Chair Samantha Phelps, another mover and shaker who's in love with France and one of my personal heroes, and the director of Austin Week, Germaine Coupacou. Project ATX6 was on the way to Angers. Unfortunately, Tate Mayu could not join us on this trip due to illness, but he'll be joining the ATX6 crew for other international adventures very soon. Don't you worry about that. We left Austin on September 10th, a muggy Saturday morning. 2 days in Paris, then on to Angers.
All right, we should go to this park.
Yeah, but we need our Di Serrano. What is it?
Picture it. A cafe in Paris. Sexy, right? And a tired, rambling, babbling, grouchy me.
Bonjour, mes amis. We finally made it. We are in Paris. We're sitting at a cafe called La Compagnie. I am here with Jay and Beth and Chris and Elijah and Andy, who's looking for this park, and Grace, who is singing for us. So it's pretty cool. I'm pretty exhausted and feeling the jet lag, but
we have to solve all this problem in French to get out. We never get out.
Someone would be like, no, that means day, and they're like, no, it means money, and you're like, no.
I'm feeling pretty good, despite being exhausted, and hopefully I will...
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to all of my fans on KUTX, and I'm telling them how grumpy I am.
So grumpy. Unbearable.
I feel like this is like this weird moment where like we have to tell you like, Laura, you haven't worked for KUT in years. You don't... This isn't real.
Comedian Andy Bianculli, everybody.
And that's why I love my friends.
It's not even a radio station anymore.
Actually, Andy and Grace had me weeping with laughter not long after that. It was all the delirium setting in. A couple of days later, after running around in Paris, we arrived in Angers, joined by photographers Letitia Smith and Delay Hermes. Germaine met us at the bus station with photographer Paul Liègre. I was escorted off to the flat of my lovely host family, Nicole Pasquier, and her son, Quentin, and I started my guest host residency early that evening on Radio J Angers, 101.5 FM, with Cécile Thomas, who was playing, by the way, music by Kalu James and Sweet Spirit. I felt right at home. Meanwhile, the Project ATX6 crew took a train to their temporary residence, number 8 Rue de l'Espine, or as I took to calling it, Party Central. That was home base for the next few days for the Project ATX6 musicians, in between gigs at places like the Joker's Pub, Le Cercle Rouge, and Exit Music for a Drink, and various meanderings around town. The gang and fellow Angers guests like Kalu James, Doug Strahan, Ethan Azarian, Jeff Johnston, and Austin Chronicle writer Kevin Curtin would head back to Rue de l'Espine to hang out for late-night jam sessions and copious amounts of wine. Wine, wine, wine. We drank all the wine. Well, I drank all the wine. When in France. There was so much going on in Angers during Austin Week. Ethan Azarian created a beautiful mural. There were all kinds of food tastings, a music panel, plenty of live music performances by a total of 25 Austin musicians, including the ATX6 crew and Golden Dawn Orchestra. And, of course, Levitation France, now in its fourth year in France, co-produced by the Black Angels' Alex Maz and booker Christophe Davy. And somehow, amidst all the chaos and creativity, I found really beautiful moments to chat and reflect with a handful of artists I became closer to, like Beth Chrisman.
I'll start out with a question that I'm asking everybody.
Okay.
And I told Grace right now it's the common thread. You are in Angers. What are you doing here?
I think I might need more caffeine for that question. bringing Austin to France. That's what, I guess that's what this is all about. Bring some Texas culture and music and the Austin spirit over here.
We've got a lot to offer.
We do, and they have a lot to offer us. I haven't had a crowd listen that intently and with that many smiles on their faces and their phones in their pockets in a long time. To have that many people captive doesn't happen very much anywhere in the States. So it was really a nice treat. So heads up, Austin people, put your phones in your pockets and or leave them in the car. Pay attention. We like it.
There's a hole in my heart, just like some time before. I thought you needed love and then my movie, but they've only opened thank you.
Gives a lot of perspective on how people interact with music and musicians. And one of my favorite things about touring internationally is getting treated like not like a VIP, but you get treated like your cousin would be. Like when they come to town, they want to show you all the cool things that are going on in their place where they live. So you get the real hometown experience. We had a local person cook us dinner last night. You get homemade meals and get to go do things that most other tourists wouldn't do.
Yeah.
It's because we're artists. It's not for any other reason.
I'm Elijah Ford, a songwriter from Austin, Texas, enjoying France for the week.
What a phrase. I'm enjoying France for a week.
Lucky dog.
I feel that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen all the time, does it?
It does not. I'm going to soak up as much as I possibly can. Unfortunately, didn't get to see too much of Angers last night. I think we got in mid-afternoon and got settled in our place that backs up to a castle. Pretty unbelievable. And then got over to the gig and got going, but everybody at the venue was so happy and excited to see us, and people were waiting outside and knew some of our faces, and just feel real, you know, it's an honor to see the excitement that someone far away can bring, you know. We're a commodity over here, and the whole city's celebrating Austin City sisterhood. It's pretty incredible.
It didn't occur to me that I would be one of the people coming out here.
Yeah, and here you are. I mean, me neither, honestly. This call to be a part of Project 88.6 came the day of the Chronicle shoot. I guess Chris had his six picked out, and someone backed out due to touring obligations, and it was a last-minute no-brainer, obviously. Yes, I want to come with you to France and play some shows. Are you kidding me? I love traveling. It's wonderful to get to stick your head in another culture all the time, and especially as a musician, you get it kind of invited in to the underbelly of the city. Not in any seedy sort of way, but they're just excited to see you and show you their favorite restaurants and play their clubs, and then you get to meet all the people that come out and celebrate. And I'm excited to see that in Angers and be here long enough to discover some things I wouldn't be able to if I was just playing a show and moving on the following day. But first and foremost, my job here is to play my music and both represent what I've been doing and Austin. You know, we can't forget that this is a reflection of this amazing city that we live in. We're showing up to show what we've been doing.
Blessed are those dreaming of tomorrow, ignoring today. For as it is written, yours is the kingdom of heaven, and that is so wrong. Passing your time, swinging the gavel, contracting shame. If the words come from above, who does take the blame? And that is so. Can't you see you're giving up this life for the next, just to bring some meaning to the very life that you lost? And that is so wrong. And blessed are you, damn it, all the others, always someone to save. In your image you will create, so you're the first one you forgave. And that is so
Thank you very much. I'm gonna hand it over to Jay Milano. Come say hi afterwards. We all got music for you. In physical form, that is.
So, my name is Jay Milano, and I am a modern blues vocalist who is a singer-songwriter, and I'm based out of Austin, Texas. I've been doing this now officially probably about 5 years. I started out with a band in Fort Worth called The Royal Rhythm Heirs, and then we separated about 2 years ago, and I stepped out on my own, courageously, and it's been amazing ever since then. This whole experience, I've never done this before. I've never, when I started out by myself, I never stayed with the people that I'm working with. I stay in separate quarters, all by myself, always. I've never had to do transit. I always have someone driving me around, picking me. I've never had to carry my own luggage. You know, so I'm like, what the hell? But I mean, it's a good thing. Now I'm just like, man, I got to get a smaller suitcase because it's heavy as hell. And I didn't know that because I've never had to carry it. You know, so I'm like, man, I got to pack lighter. So next trip when we go to Manchester, it's going to be a way smaller bag, and I might only take one pair of shoes because I'm learning. But it's a really beautiful experience. I've gotten to see other artists from Austin too, which I didn't expect to see so many Austin, you know, people here. So it's like Austin family, and just makes it a little bit easier because when you get out of your comfort zone, you know, you gotta find a way to kind of self soothe. And so it was nice to see familiar faces, but it's a great experience. I'm loving it. Chris is doing a wonderful thing, and he's really, you know, showing and teaching us and showing the rest of the world that if this is what you want to do, sometimes this is how you have to go about it. Because the way that I've been going about it, a lot of musicians don't get that. They don't get that, you know, red carpet treatment everywhere they go, and they keep doing it with, you know, the same amount of drive, if not more, you know, and they go and they do what they love. And so it really opened my eyes to a whole new side of what are you gonna do to get to where you want to do? Are you gonna do what it takes, or are you gonna, you know, crumble when things don't go the way that you want? You know.
Daddy never met nobody who could take it. Darling, I've been waiting on you. Mama told me men were made to stay forever. I'm going out on the limb. Life was so hard, I didn't think I could go on. But now I'm better with you. You won't ever have to miss me for too long. No, no, I love the love that we made. No, no, I need it more every day. I don't need to be your sensitive picture. I don't need to carry your name. Should we ever part and you make it back to heaven, I'll lay my heart at your grave. Say my goodbyes and lay my heart at your
interviews and some parting thoughts before we leave Angers right after this. You're listening to Austin Week in Angers, Austin Music in France, a behind-the-scenes look of the adventures of Project ATX6 in Angers. Stay with us. You're listening to Austin Week in Angers, Austin Music in France.
Are you rolling, Bob?
We're so rolling. So all of the blackmail material that I'm going to need is very important.
It'll be hard.
I know.
Hello. My name is Andy Biancoli. I play with the group Star Parks, and we are in Angers, France, in a backyard of a castle.
How does it feel staying in a castle, Andy?
I took to it. Very nicely.
You feel like royalty.
Yeah, it's nice. Do you go to the attic?
I heard the attic was haunted.
It's scary as hell. There's just like a French statue in there. It has like a never-ending story kind of vibe to it. Or like some Anne Frank kind of thing. It's pretty. You should go up there. We should do this up there. It's pretty spooky. I was up there for like 5 seconds, so I ran away. Yeah, it's just a grinning kind of libertine, kind of a French, like a musketeer kind of looking fella.
But grinning?
He's got this, that, you know, like Renaissance grin.
You mean the demonic possessed looking
grin? A little bit, but he's like a bit of, like a little bit of like a dandy.
That's know? Even scarier to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I was only being halfway sarcastic when I asked Elijah this earlier, just off the cuff. What do you think we're doing here?
I don't see. Maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask, but about like what Austin is, and like maybe because that seems to be what this is. It's like this is a scene, all different scenes, really. If we talked about who these musicians are, it's like 6 different scenes of music, and then we're bringing that to a place, and we're presenting it as one thing, as like this is what it's happening in this other city. If you're interested. So I'm sure that if people here are interested in different kinds of music, they attach themselves to different artists that like they like that kind of stuff. But I don't really know, because it doesn't, like, Austin's a very strange place. It doesn't feel like there's much of a scene when I'm there. And it's just kind of, I feel like a lone wolf a bit, you know? So it's strange. I wouldn't say like we're an Austin band even, just because I'm not really a Texan as it is. But I just haven't identified, like, hey, this is an Austin band. It's like Austin music. I wouldn't have thought that. But now, there it is.
One more sigh. That move alive. And it showed me something. I'm seeing it now.
It's I don't know how to describe it. It seems all very intentional and feel really special to be chosen for this project. Really special opportunity. Like, I'm never going to be the same after this, in a good way. It's something new, something neat. I can take this experience back with me. It takes me a long time to trust people musically, like to give someone a song of mine and say, go, play what you want on it. Like, it takes some trust. And it's been worth it. Every leap that I've made that I doubted a little bit or was wondering about has been so worth it. Life is so short, and you have to make it count. I'm glad that I wasn't younger when I got this opportunity, because when I was younger, I was less likely to take chances like that. I think I would have been a lot more reserved. Maybe not let some people play on my stuff or not try to play with other people.
I'm going to play a song for you that is about... What is it about? Sometimes you come back a different person from an experience, and this is a little song about that.
Forget it. I'm a bad person. I hate that.
Always shone in your left eye. when I come back, might not be me. Cause some that you cannot unsee always did seem to dig me, always shone in your left eye, always dripped down my right arm. Please don't push me around, don't push me around. Chrisman. We are from Austin, Texas. We are with Project ATX6. And thanks to Austin Angers Creative, we are here. It is our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night.
September 18th, 2016. Our last day in Angers.
I'm already getting a case of the blues, and I wish I wasn't. I've been hugging on everybody today and said goodbye to my host, Nicole. And here we are at a barbecue, of all things. But I will miss my crew. Meanwhile, we're just going to keep nursing the hangovers and enjoy the music. And I'm going to watch my crew play on stage. And I will sigh a heavy sigh. Didn't have enough time in France.
It was nearly over. Austin Week wrapped up with a special barbecue feast prepared for us at Parc de Balzac. Texas flags were hanging up all over the place. And groggy Austin musicians, some of them nursing some hangovers, gave a few more performances. Coffee, beer, barbecue, and endless love for Angers. I kept posing the same question to everyone I ran into. Why were you here in Angers? What are you taking with you from this journey?
Laurie's wearing this fantastic glasses. Like, I am so jealous.
She became French while she was here. Austin can't have her back. Angers claims Laurie forever.
She's already got a job lined up. Over at the Joker's Pub.
Sorry, KETX.
Yeah, KETX, you missed
maybe,
out.
Oh, maybe, yeah. You just need a branch here, KETX. Yeah. Come on, do it. Sister City.
Sisters.
Doug Strahan, Kalu James, and Austin Angers Creative Vice Chair, Samantha Phelps.
You get, friendship, love, pretty women. A lot of pretty women. It's been fantastic.
So what do we get, Samantha? What do we get?
The whole reason that I, Austin Angers Creative, started and why I've invested so much in it selfishly is because I love France and I want to come back here. And I've met this amazing pool of people that care about Austin and Austin culture and Austin music. So it's amazing to work with them. And the reason we do Austin Week and Angers Week is so that we can share this exchange on a public level, and not just between musicians and chefs and producers, but so there are 300 people here that are jazzed about Austin music and Austin barbecue. And if we can keep doing that year after year, then maybe it'll be 3,000 people. And I think that that is the beautiful thing. Le vie est belle.
Well said, Sam.
Project ATX6 coordinator Chris Brecht and photographer Letitia Smith.
If you want to spend time learning somebody else and bonding with someone, you can either spend like a year seeing them once a week, or you can spend 7 days in France and drinking lots of wine and sharing one bathroom. So
I really do think that that's one of the beautiful things, is we come so far away from our comfort zone, you know, 6,500 miles out of Austin, Texas, and out of our cars and our traffic, and we get to this place where we're moving on foot, and it creates a bonding experience that is unrivaled. You can't recreate it. You'll never forget it. It's really amazing. Really, really good.
It's great to watch the musicians work together and how they interact with each other, and having different experience levels from all of them is really cool to see how they just know what to do. You just fit in like a puzzle.
We have such a talented crew that a lot of what I was seeing was very instinctive.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even have to think. Sometimes things just clicked.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if they were making plans, it fell quite fluidly. Fluidly is that
a
word?
It was pretty magic. It was just like, we all get it. We've done it before in some capacity, in some way, shape, or form. And, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's great.
Ethan Azarian.
Let me just say, I feel like a kid at Christmas time. I've been saying that for the last 5 days. It's so fun to be here and represent Austin and play for people who've never heard me play and paint a mural that will be here after I leave that sort of incorporates Austin with Angers. I just feel really lucky to be here. I'm so glad that I decided to come and it worked out as great as it did. It's really been a magical experience for me.
It has been very magical.
I mean, yeah, like, emotional. It's going to be very hard to leave. I'm not thinking about it, but occasionally it creeps in the back of my mind. Oh, yeah, I have to get back on a plane and go back to Austin. Of course, I love Austin. I get to go away every once in a while and appreciate Austin, but this has been really an awesome trip, and I hope to come back for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to come back.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
I feel it. Yes,
I'm waiting
think so.
For you guys. Quickly, please.
You'll be waiting at the train station.
Yeah.
Pick us up.
Yes,
please,
sure.
Help me. Get me to the hotel.
Well, I had a little lid. I set it on my shelf. I looked into your heart and I saw myself, oh Joe. Won't you pick up your fiddle and bow? I jumped in my rocket ship and blew it to the moon. Once around Venus, but back in time for dinner, Joe. Won't you play the trillion fool? Joe's the kind of guy, he's got good advice. Drink plenty of water, don't roll those dice, so Joe. Won't you play the salient slow? Oh,
myself a joke. Won't you play this alien song?
Yes! Woo!
And then it was time for me to turn the question inward. What did I get from this journey? What did I get from this journey? Well, a lot of respect for touring musicians, traveling with a load of gear, going from one gig to the next, nonstop. We're talking late, late nights, losing sleep, not really making a lot of money, but they keep doing it. They're doing something they love, making music. And for this, for their drive, for their creativity, for their beautiful art, they deserve so much of our support. I'm reminded of why I do what I do. I always say this on my show. I'm so happy I get to share all of this cool music with you. And if going on trips like these means sharing the music up close and personal in different parts of the world, hey, count me in.
Man, I've been seeing, baby. Got their souls off on a shelf. No, they can never love me. Can't even love themselves. But I want someone to love me. Baby, I don't want to understand. Don't take it for granted, baby. Come and love me like a man. Never met such losers. Don't think I haven't tried. Find a man to take my homestead up. Always for a ride. Ah. Baby, I'll use someone again. Believe it when I tell you, darling.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Austin Week in Angers, Austin Music in France, produced by yours truly, Laurie Gallardo, with assistance from Peter Babb. Special thanks to all the underwriters who made my trip to Angers possible. Radio Coffee and Beer, Buenos Aires Cafe, The Brixton, Drinks Lounge, Hillside Pharmacy, Aviary Lounge, The White Horse, The Sidebar, The Wheel, Great American Smiles, Machine Head Coffee, and Pete Reed Law, PLLC. Very special thanks to Chris Brecht, Samantha Phelps, Jermaine Capacu, Sarah Stark, Kayla Gabriel, KUTX Program Director Matt Riley, and Station Manager and CEO Stuart Vanderwilt. Will be available on our website, kutx.org, along with lots of photos of the trip to Angers by Letitia Smith of White Light Exposure Photography. Thank you so much for listening to Austin Week in Angers, Austin Music in France, on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.